We then met temporarily in the new YW and YMCA rooms until April 22, 1967. In 1967, Elder K.J. Berry and his building committee negotiated for the purchase of a church at 151 West Chestnut Street. The church was purchased in April of that year. The church was owned by the Grace United Church of Christ. It was originally built by the German Reformed people in 1845. Under the pastorate of Reverend Jesse Steiner. The structure was also served as the Fairfield County Courthouse from 1867 to 1872. Reverend John Pike saw the completion of the auditorium with an Akron floor plan. After the death of Reverend Pike, Reverend P.D. Scorry, a Swiss immigrant, was responsible for the final details in the sanctuary, basically Gothic style, with lovely stained glass windows from Europe and also a beautiful pipe organ. In 1941, the colonial front and four rooms were added to the church. The dedication of this building took place October 25, 1969. At that time, six of the original charter members were still members of the church. They were Rose Marie Alton, Gladys Powers, Mary Benson Haver, Mabel Valentine Evans, Sadie Traub, and Vera Martins. A sketch of the history of the Lancaster Adventist Church was presented by the church treasurer, Edward Traub, at the 1969 dedication. It was an all-day meeting. Guest speakers were A.B. Butler of Tacoma Park, Maryland, secretary of the Adventist Columbia Conference, and Philip Follett, president of the Ohio Conference, Mount Vernon, Ohio. Other church officials present were Arthur E. Harms and Charles R. Beeler, treasurer and public relations director, respectively, of the Ohio Conference. Local church officials were Pastor Kenneth Berry and Ralph Evans, local elder. Sabbath school services on that special day was conducted by Mrs. Edward Traub, superintendent. Guest organists were Mrs. Marie Grimm and Mrs. Dolores Rubel. Special music was given by the choir of the Newark Church, Mrs. Kenneth Berry, Dr. Charles Benson Haver, Warren Johnson, and Mrs. Ralph Evans. The church met at 151 West Chestnut until the sanctuary ceiling caved in on September 21st, 1990. They were now faced with the problem of whether to repair the old building or sell and rebuild someplace else.
What I want to know is who was preaching when the roof caved in.
Since the location had presented some real problems with parking, the pastor, Bill Davis, began to talk about the possibilities that God was trying to direct them to another location. They then made plans to sell the church and purchase property on which to build a new house of God. However, they found that trying to sell presented a new set of problems since the church was a historical landmark in the town of Lancaster. The church was showcased as part of the historic district when the district was placed on the National Register of Historic Places in 1977. They found that before the church could be sold, they would have to go through a historical society. The church representatives met with the historical society and found that according to their bylaws, they had to give the society 6 months to try to save this historical landmark. The church members did not want to see the building destroyed if it could be saved, so they worked with the Historical Society Commission well past the six-month deadline to find a buyer. A buyer was finally found, and the building was purchased by the Church of the Risen Savior. For almost 3 months, the people were without a place in which to worship, and during that time, they either went to Columbus or to Reynoldsburg. Pastor Davis felt we needed a place to call our own, so on December 15, 1990, they rented the Church of God at 1332 East Main Street. With God's leading, a plot of ground was found. It was a little less than 5 acres and was located on Lancaster Thornville Road, northeast, a quarter of a mile south of Coon Path Road. The land was purchased, and the work of clearing the land and preparing to build had begun. The decision was made to hire a retired pastor or Bible worker to help build up the church in Lancaster. Through the efforts of Pastor Bill Davis, a Bible worker was found in Fairbanks, Alaska. After much prayer, Frieda Schultz agreed to come. Her work began November 1, 1991. When she arrived in town, there were about 17 people that were regularly attending the Lancaster Church. There were 3 men, 4 small children, and 10 women. However, the people had a vision. Their faith was strong, and they were determined to keep the church alive. With much sacrifice on the part of the people, the work went forward to build a lighthouse in the town of Lancaster. With the money from the sale of the church property and the insurance money, along with heavy donations from the members, both in money and labor, the new church became a reality. The groundbreaking ceremony took place on March 24, 1992. It was a very cold and windy, but the people had a good spirit. Pastor Davis gave a brief history of Lancaster Church, read some meaningful scriptures, and closed with prayer. The ceremony was videotaped. The construction of the church took place under the expert leadership of Mr. Steve Yancey. He arrived in our town just about the time he was most needed. Everyone fully believed that his presence here at just the right time was truly providential. Steve donated his time and labor. Excuse me. The Lord kept him here just long enough to complete the building of the church. He was then called to another assignment to the state of California. The first service in the new church was held August 8, 1992. The speaker was the president of the Ohio Conference, Elder Edward Motshielder. You know him. The official dedication of the church took place September 12, 1992. Elder Russell Lucht, treasurer of the Ohio Conference, was the main speaker. On October 23, 1993, we celebrated the 50th anniversary of the Seventh-day Adventist Church in the town of Lancaster. The 6th charter members that were alive at the 25th anniversary were still alive, and members of the church at the 50th year celebration as well. At that time, we had about 35 to 45 people in attendance weekly. We had a primary cradle role in kindergarten and youth class. We also had 2 adult Sabbath school classes. In the early 1900s, under the leadership of our Bible worker, Frieda Schultz, the Lancaster Church became heavily involved in the video Bible tape ministry. The Kenneth Cox Dimensions of Prophecy tapes were the primary tapes that were used to spread the gospel in the town of Lancaster, Logan, and other nearby communities. The Doug Batchelor tapes were also used, and the membership began to increase. In July of 1995, Pastor Rick Remmers became our new pastor. He and his wife, Shane, were newlyweds, and we were happy to have them choose Lancaster as their first home together. Under the leadership of Pastor Remmers, a campaign was begun to pay off our church building. A day of fasting and prayer was held with the church's debt as one of the needs that was presented to the Lord. On November 23rd, 1996, our mortgage burning took place, and we rejoiced together that God's house was debt-free. Our conference president, Elder Ed Motschilder, was our main speaker for that occasion. The celebration continued into the evening. The speaker for the evening was one of the former pastors, Dan Towers. With the church debt no longer a concern, we were able to begin the planning of a new church school so that our children could get a Christian education. In September of 1996, our first church school in Lancaster was opened, with Mrs. Jalen Morrow being the first teacher. There was, as usual, a concern about finances for operating expenses for our school. Two of our members, Larry LaFollette and Melana Stump, began to make plans for a church yard sale. Two such sales were held with wonderful success. The idea of a thrift store was born, and Frieda Schultz and Mickey Fields began to work on finding a building and beginning a store. After many miraculous answers to prayer and much hard work, especially by Mickey and George Fields, Frieda and also John McBride and Ralph Alden Durfer, the store was opened on October 24th, 1996. The store was a success from the beginning. Because of the store, the school has been able to operate without accumulating debt. In September of 1997, our school began its second year with Carol Bueller being our teacher. Enrollment grew from 6 to 10 students. A kindergarten program was also started with Ann Schwalbach, and then Mickey Fields being the assistant teacher to help with the kindergartners. In December of 1997, our pastoral family changed again. Even though we were saddened to lose Pastor Remmers and his wife to Columbia, Maryland, we were happy to welcome Pastor Lauren Fenton and his wife Ruth as the new pastoral couple for our district. The district continued to be Newark and Lancaster. The Fentons were with us until November of 2003. Probably the most important accomplishment during his ministry was to introduce the church to TeamNet ministry. This new type of ministry allows the church to work more closely together in teams. Our school continued to grow, and by the third year, we had 16 students. We were then faced with the need to hire one full-time teacher and another half-time teacher. It was at that time that Al and Bonnie Schoen joined our church family. Al became the full-time teacher, and Bonnie, in name only, became the half-time teacher. In the year 2004, we have an enrollment of 17 students. Our school can only comfortably hold 16. We have a waiting list of students wanting to attend, but there is no room for them. Wow. Lancaster still does not have a pastor. The search is on for a bivocational pastor. We will no longer be with the Newark Church as a district, but we'll be having a pastor that will serve only the Lancaster congregation. The Lancaster Church has grown and is still growing. We have been blessed to have had Pastor Kenneth Cox come to our area for a reaping meeting on several occasions. Many precious souls have been baptized as a result. As at the time of this writing, May of 2004, there are only two of our charter members that are still alive and members of the Lancaster Church. They are Rosemarie Alton and Mabel Evans. God has blessed our church in a marvelous way and will continue to do so in the future. Many of our church family members have passed away or have moved away. We continue to have about 50 to 60 attending weekly. Again, as a congregation here in Lancaster, we rededicate our lives to the service of God. And that was as of May 2004. And Frida wrote this little few paragraphs here. In the year 2004, Pam Farley came as our first woman pastor. She was also our first bivocational pastor. She was here until 2008, but had to leave because of health problems. Our second bivocational pastor came soon after with his wife, Cecilia, and two children. Things were going well when the conference made the decision that they could no longer have bivocational pastors. That was a disappointment to all of us. Mike Barnett, with his wife Nancy, were here for a short time when the conference had to do some reorganizing, and he was transferred to Eastwood. Our next pastor was Tom Hughes and his wife Debbie. They share their time between Newark and Lancaster. He feels very strongly about winning souls and plans a series of meetings in September 2014 with strong faith that many souls will be won for Jesus. Our two teachers, Al and Bonnie Schoen, retired after 13 years of teaching us. They were followed by Kim Clark, and our present teacher is Rhonda Deaver. She will soon begin her second year of teaching with us. The thrift store is still going well. We look forward to many good years ahead when we can win more souls for Jesus and all be ready for the Lord to come. Amen.
Thank you so much. That was so interesting hearing that. I'm so glad that I got to hear that. And Ellen White once said, "We have nothing to fear for the future except we forget how God has led us in the past." And I think this was a tremendous value just for us to be able to hear the history of the church and celebrate in the fact that God is leading us step by step. Do you believe Jesus is coming soon? I do. And I think it's really important to celebrate your heritage and to remember from where you've come so that you won't be afraid to go forward by faith into the future. Well, at this time, we have another slide program. Wasn't that a tremendous program? I don't know if Al heard me earlier when I said that we were fortunate to have a photojournalist as part of the church documenting our every move. And over 4,000 pictures, 4,000 pictures, and how he picked the ones he did, I don't know, but the slideshows are always awesome. Thank you, Brother Schoen, and I guess we'll get the lights and show you our last presentation for the day.